Yes, I am. You're the chair, so if you say that, I am. It is 6:30.
Ah, perfect timing.
That is perfect.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Are there any citizen comments? Seeing none, are there any, I have no reports to any committee members. John, I think the committee offers our condolences on the death of your wife.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Yes.
Next item is the resolution on the bonds. That's going to be presented.
Right.
Good evening. Each of you has a copy of the sale report for the promissory notes that was conducted this morning. There's an executive summary on the first page that goes through the results of the sale this morning. Just as a recap, these notes are providing funding for the high impact fund for CABA, funding the budget of capital improvements in the CIP for 2023, including some of your road and highway improvements. As the county has done in the past, a rating was obtained by Standard & Poor's and Fitch. The AAA rating with S&P was affirmed, and the existing AA plus rating with Fitch was also affirmed. We conducted the sale this morning for the notes. There were 11 bids received on the notes. That's a very high number of bids to receive. The winning bid was submitted by Huntington Securities out of Chicago. The final true interest cost, after we made adjustments based on the sale results, came in at 3.2091%. The total principal and interest over the 10-year life of the notes came in $423,909 less than the pre-sale estimate that we had presented back in July. So strong number of bids and more favorable interest rates than what we had estimated. The rest of the pre-sale report includes a lot of the details and the financial analysis. The first document is the bid tabulation, which just lists all of the 11 bids that were received. You'll notice that there was interest on the notes from underwriters across the country, so bids from in-state, the Midwest, out east, so a very strong representation of underwriters from around the country. Following the bid tabulation, we included the project list, which is unchanged, just shows the total amount of projects that are being financed. The total project amount was $15.9 million, so no changes to the project list from what was approved last month. We also track the borrowing authority that remains on each of the active initial resolutions, so that chart has been updated as well, so that'll come into play as the county considers future updates to its capital improvement plan. Next is all the detailed spreadsheets. Table one is just the multi-year summary of the capital improvement plan. We anticipate we'll update this before the end of the year as you continue to evaluate and make changes to the CIP, but we always like to model future debt issuance in addition to the notes that you took to the market today. So that just shows all the projects that are incorporated into our multi-year plan. Table two is the sources and uses. Based on the final issuance expenses and the premium bid that was submitted, we were able to downsize the note issue by $165,000. So the final amount that you'll be considering for award is $15,870,000. So it's $165,000 less. So we have the same amount for project costs, just had to issue less debt to pay for them, which is always a good outcome. Table three includes the final debt service amortization schedule. We show how much was for capital projects, the CABA High Impact Fund, and then some of the highway projects. And then in the far right-hand side, we show the total principal and interest over the 10-year term of the notes. A portion of the premium will be deposited into the debt service fund and will be used to pay the interest expense for the entire amount for 2024 and a portion of it in 2025. So again, the total principal and interest over the life of the notes, taking into account the premium, is $19,233,164. Again, that's $423,909 less than what we had estimated. And then in table four is the multi-year financing plan that includes the 2023 notes, and then for illustration purposes, financings from 2024 to 2027, based on the current version of the capital improvement plan. So the levy increase in 2023 to 2024 for debt service will be approximately $842,961, which was right in line with our pre-sale estimate. So we structured the debt, moved up some principal since we could use the premium to pay the interest expense, which reduced your borrowing costs, but your levy impact for debt is exactly the same as what we show in the pre-sale report. And then just for illustration purposes, if all the other projects from 2024 to 2027 were financed, that would see the debt service levy change by about $1,450,000 per year for the next several years. So we'll update this as we typically do as the county makes changes to its capital improvement plan. The final financial table is table five, which is the debt metrics that we track in compliance with the county's debt policy. So the adjusted debt burden per your policy cannot exceed 0.8%. So we are under that during the next 5 years for the planning period. The debt levy as a percent of total expenditure should not exceed 15%. You can see the highest amount is around 10%. And then the projected tax rate for debt service should not exceed $1.50. We're well under that policy threshold as well. So again, this is very consistent with what we had kind of outlined during the pre-sale and presented to the rating agencies, but those are updated based on the final sale results. And then last, we've just included as attachments the rating reports, both from S&P and Fitch, just so you can kind of read those at your leisure, but those are represent their credit opinions on the county. So in summary, you know, very good results. 11 bids is a very strong number of bids. Again, final true interest cost 3.209%, lower principal and interest by about $424,000. So the resolution that's been prepared reflects the final borrowing amount, which is the $15,870,000. That'll be the official action for the county board to formally award the sale. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Discussion? Aaron?
Can you explain some of the key points in the ratings, the S&P and the Fitch?
Sure.
Anything you highlight you think is important?
Yeah, so I think in both of them, they kind of provide some nice executive summaries kind of with S&P, kind of under the credit profile, and then kind of the credit overview. They kind of provide kind of their overall assessment. I think they kind of highlighted your strong budgetary performance, your strong reserves, and your ongoing levy limit capacity that you have that gives you budgetary flexibility. So I think they certainly have always looked at the county strong in terms of your financial metrics, which are, you know, largely things that you have under your direct control. They also talk about, you know, just your long-range planning that's undertaken, the long-range planning model that's been developed. And they, you know, find your debt profile kind of adequate, but they recognize that you're planning for 5 years worth of projects. So, you know, I think that's their primary emphasis in terms of their analytic factors. With Fitch, they kind of have some key drivers that they look at, kind of a revenue framework, an expenditure framework, long-term liability burden and operating performance, and then they assign ratings to each of those. I mean, your overall rating is AA+, but they kind of assign a rating to each of those factors. Your long-term liability burden, they upgraded that portion of it to AAA. The operating performance was also at AAA. Kind of the revenue framework and the expenditure framework, they have a little different methodology that they look at when they kind of, you know, the exact metric that they monitor. They kind of monitor revenue growth compared to the United States gross domestic product, kind of how that trends. They kind of noted that even though your revenue growth continues to improve, particularly with sales tax revenue, it's kind of below that national benchmark. And similar on the economy kind of growth metrics, obviously you've seen a lot of positive economic growth, but they kind of benchmark that also to the gross domestic product, so they just note that that's, you know, less than what they see kind of nationally. So you know, I think that's kind of a key distinction between their methodologies. They all look at the similar overriding factors, but when you drill down to the actual metrics, that's where they start. Each rating agency kind of distinguishes itself in terms of how they quantify the metrics.
You had said that, or we got upgraded from double A in the long-term liability burden, or the other one?
Long-term liability.
And that was something that we were kind of told that we increased one of the four, like, so we have two triple A's and two double A's, that we would get a triple A. We were told that years ago.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
I know.
So, which is very frustrating when you're told one thing and it doesn't happen.
My initial thought was it's a different analyst now, so perhaps, you know, one would have pushed harder for something. But I asked that question of Greg, and you want to tell me what your response is?
Sure. I think the rating is assigned by a committee, so mm-hmm. It's not assigned by the analyst. The analyst kind of does their factors, presents their findings to the committee, and the committee kind of assigns the factor. I think, to kind of answer the question, if you do see a direct, change, one of those, does it kind of move the framework, move the rating up? It seems there are always holistic factors that kind of impact it. I mean, and I'm speaking broadly with all the rating agencies, whether it's S&P, Moody's, or Fitch. They all kind of write in their narrative specific factors that could drive the rating up and down. And it, when you read it, it kind of gives the implication of one of those things, positive things happens or negative things happen, that in and of it by itself is going to impact the rating. Candidly, in reality, that's not typically how we see it unfold. There's other holistic factors that they just kind of take into consideration. It would be nice if it was that black and white, but it just typically isn't. There's just these little factors that they'll consider. Here it was kind of where they were with Fitch, they were comparing it to kind of those national growth metrics. And so it's, we get asked that question all the time, what's going to move it up, what's going to move it back, and and when's it going to happen? It's very difficult to predict because, it just kind of comes down to what they're seeing locally, what they're seeing nationally, and that's a very fluid dynamic.
Now, is it also last year, was it also Fitch that takes into consideration, or one of the factors of our rating was the overall debt of all?
Both look at it.
And okay. This long-term liability burden includes that overlapping debt.
Right.
I did an analysis of the overlapping debt, and it did go down, not considerably down.
Right.
What actually changed was the personal income for Kenosha County. So not the median income, but the personal income went up, I thought, considerably when I pulled that number. But And that's probably why the percentage decreased, but it just wasn't enough. They told us last year we were on the cusp, but we still had the cusp.
I asked, what is the cusp?
I asked Fitch directly if there were, as far as the direct debt of the county, they saw the same long-range plan that you just saw in kind of this report. I said, are there any concerns with that, in terms of debt levels? And they said, absolutely not. So at least that's not impacting their evaluation.
Okay. It was the debt of the various school districts and other municipalities.
And that's always part of it,
right,
as well.
Yeah, right. So, it didn't have to do with us. It was the area of debt.
Yep.
So my question is, do most counties get ratings from two different ratings agencies?
No.
What do they normally get?
One.
Get two?
It is my understanding the county has always gotten two, and we have had discussions about whether or not that should continue.
Okay.
We decided we'd make one last pitch effort this year with Fitch, with both of them, but we brought them here, we did a tour. It was kind of a push to see if Fitch would move the needle, and they did not. So conversations now are more that we will probably proceed with one agency.
Okay, is that something the county board has to do, or the administration?
The administration.
Is that something we should recommend, or the administration can do without a recommendation?
The the administration can do with that recommendation.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And conversations are ongoing, but we had them before we went for this reading, and with this outcome, I think the future path is pretty clear.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
It says right here under expenditure framework, unlike most local governments, the county operates a nursing home, assisted living facility, and a golf course. So would that be considered a negative for the rating agencies or a positive?
No, I know in the past with Moody's, they consider take this in context. That statement, when they write, they typically will define what they consider core governmental services. So don't take that as I'm saying those other things aren't valuable services, or they're not saying that either. It's just when they look at, you know, what are those core services. And so I know with Moody's in prior years, despite the financial health of the nursing home, that was kind of enterprise risk. And they kind of view it as, they may somewhat have changed their terminology, but it gets down to essentiality in their eyes in terms of, you know, you're taking on some extra financial risk. But I think in terms of both S&P and Fitch, while they note that that is maybe outside of what many local governments are operating, you know, they're not presenting it as a financial concern.
In the Fitch report, page 1/8, talking about revenue framework, AA. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on revenue growth has trended below U.S. GDP but above long-term rate of inflation past decade? A trend that Fitch expects to continue over the longer term, etc. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. That's kind of a benchmark that kind of is embedded in Fitch's rating methodology, that they're not just looking at your overall revenue growth in terms of year over year from the county. They're also comparing that to how that growth trend relates to gross domestic product. So they're comparing it to kind of national growth trends in addition to what the county's experiencing compared to inflation. So that's something that I'd say it's a little more of a precise factor that Fitch considers, more so than certainly S&P. They're all looking at your growth metrics, but Fitch is comparing it more to that gross domestic product and national medians that they track. That's a key distinction that they're making.
So when you say revenue growth, they're talking about increasing taxes.
They're talking about just increasing your overall revenue, whether that's taxes or just your overall revenue. Largely that's tax revenue, yes, but they're looking at overall revenue growth.
I know, honestly, that it's like counterintuitive.
Yeah, don't take it that I'm trying to defend it. I'm just trying to explain it.
It's, I wondered about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't. I don't see that GDP metric with the other rating agencies as profoundly defined as you see in the Fitch report. That's kind of a unique aspect of Fitch, in my opinion.
All right, further discussion.
Table 4, it shows the levy going up 842,000. What was the number we had when we were considering the advisory levy? Was that a 900,000 number?
I don't remember exactly what was on the advisory levy. I know that this change did not change much. Greg pointed out that
I know in the levy summary you had in the rating presentation, which of course wasn't final, but was kind of the projection of all the components of the levy for 2024, it was $845,000 increase for debt. So it's right in line with that. But to Patty's point, I don't know if that was what you had in your advisory levy, but it's consistent with what you had in the rating presentation.
I would move approval of the resolution.
All right, is there a second? Is there further discussion? Want a voice vote?
Did we have a roll call?
I think a roll call for right. Any time you're doing a borrowing makes sense.
Dave?
Aye.
Aaron?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. So it's unanimous. All right, any other business this evening? Is there a second? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, and we'll circulate.
We only have to sign here.
Three signatures.
Yep.